Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling. I'm noticing a charge on June 8th for $56.95, and that's an unauthorized charge, and I'm calling to get a refund, a full refund.
Okay, and just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address for me?
Margaret Evans, 20959 Anderson Road, Zachary, Louisiana, 70791.
And do you know a James Evans?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I see that he entered the sweepstakes offer for the Makita tool set on June 1st, paying $7.95 to enter. Now, in the terms and conditions, it did state that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $56.95, and that starts the first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
Yes, ma'am, but that's an unauthorized charge.
Hey, this says that your husband did it.
Well, I'm saying he didn't do it, and
is
it's unauthorized.
Mr. Evans in? Could you verify his email address?
No, I cannot verify his email address.
Okay, is that muscle7e as in Edward at gmail.com?
I'm not sure if that's his or not.
Okay, ma'am. Well, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just need to know if Mr. Evans did this survey on June 1st.
If he did a survey, he did not authorize an additional charge of $56.95.
It was stated in the terms and conditions that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $56.95. Now, the account was already canceled for you, and this will prevent all future charges. And what I can go ahead and do is issue a 35% refund. You should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
What's the monetary value for 35%?
$19.93.
So in order to issue a full refund, you're saying you'd have to prosecute as fraud?
I'm sorry.
Okay. What would need to be done to receive the full refund?
Okay, ma'am.
Do
Mr. Evans, well, that won't be necessary because they're going to contact us. And we're going to send the terms and conditions that Mr. Evans did agree to. They're only going to issue a credit pending the investigation, and then we're going to receive that money back. Because your bank will see that the charges are valid and that he did agree to our terms and conditions. Now, the best that I could do with him agreeing to the terms and conditions.
How can somebody agree to terms and conditions over the internet?
You check a box, ma'am.
Okay, I'll take this 35% refund because I'm not sure if he understood that or not. And that's to me, that's very deceptive.
Okay, ma'am, well, I did go ahead and issue you a 50% refund, and you should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. And the account was already canceled, and that prevents all future charges. And I have the cancellation number when you're ready.
No, she gave me a cancellation number.
Okay, and is there anything else I could do for you?
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You too, and thank you for calling customer support.